Yellow Bar. How's Amos doing? He's still around? And
yeah, I mean, I don't get to talk to him when I call up there and order. I only order once every 6 or 8 months, so mm-hmm. I just talk to the staff. So, but yeah, I mean, as far as I know, he's stood the test of time and still serving everyone that wants his product and not been shut down.
God, good for him. Black helicopter here.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Okay, we give up. We give up. That's weird. We don't hear a lot of that around here. You know what they are, those the helicopters, what are they, for emergency, right? For the hospitals.
Yeah, I got
it. Yeah, and they fly over and take the hospital in Austin, Texas. Cheryl wants to know if Stephen can give some ideas. We have a lot to talk about. Yeah, with Stephen, we're going to talk about this foot bath thing that's really fun and some other things. Let's see. Traditional protocol of twice yearly doctor visits over 20 years have yielded a management, in quotes, approach. Surgeries, eye drops, and all that have pigmentosa dysplasia type. Is there any other things that Stephen can recommend I could do for this glaucoma thing?
Okay, well, this is where the cod liver oil comes in. Cod liver oil has been proven to be therapeutically effective at lowering intraocular pressure. So it's one of the only foods known to actually help with preventing glaucoma.
Wow.
Yeah, it's both the vitamin A protects your retina, also protects your eye apparatus from free radical damage, which is partly why intraocular pressure increases, because you've got free radical damage going on. And the actual EPA DHA oil itself lowers the pressure in the eye.
Well, that wasn't a rigged question. I didn't even know that. So, I mean, how can you?
That's
pretty interesting, the serendipitous of that question in the cod liver oil.
And I also have had a client have intraocular pressure reduce using Synergy One. So
uh-huh.
Those things could be used.
Now, intraocular pressure, is that similar, Stephen, are the little veins getting clogged some reason similar to around the heart? Or is it different?
It's more the interstitial fluid and like the vitreous humor of the eye, that particular liquid. It's not the blood vessel circulation system that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the interstitial lymphatic system that's stagnant.
Say that again, the interstitial?
The interstitial system, so that's where fluids just sort of float in between cells and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the lymphatic systems that control all that. That's the system that is my understanding that's all stagnant and getting backed up.
Uh-huh. Every now and then we get people that say, you know, these Andreas seed oils, they're poofas. And you know what Ray Pete and these people say, that these poofas will kill you. But
yeah, they will. For all the commercial poofas on the market are in that category.
Yeah. So that was my conjecture, and I just made this up. So I think this is accurate. All of the research that I've done on poofas over the last 50 years, they're not doing it on a pristine oil like we have.
Right.
With no oxidation, right? So poofers, so they're not, I mean, they're poofers, but they're good poofers.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is that I think there's a lack of research being done by these people that have become, naysayers of seed oils, the leaders of that subject, because if they really do the research on PubMed stuff like I did, I mean, you could look at black cumin seed oil and find that oil has helped everything from, you know, killing off parasites to dealing with asthma and alleviating asthma symptoms to dealing with killing cancer cells, helping your liver, kidney, and stomach health, killing off H. pylori, does a bunch of stuff. And then you've got, and this is not even Andreas's oil, right? This is just black
cumin. This is just a regular old black, yeah, just the stuff you get.
Yeah, and then you got coriander seed oil, another polyunsaturated fatty acid that increases glutathione production by 100% in test animals.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you got, okay, well, if poofas are so bad, why is it that Joanna Budwig was able to take fresh-pressed flax oil, not stored in bottled, but fresh-pressed flax oil, and give it to all our cancer patients with cottage cheese and have a 90% cancer cure rate in the 1950s? It's the quality of the oil. It's, you know, it's just like milk. Milk has been a superfood for generations. It's like you want to guarantee raising a super healthy child with a great skeleton, wide jawbone, no crowded teeth. You raise them on raw milk from grass-fed cows. But milk nowadays, 99% of it or 90% of it on the market comes from, you know, unhealthy cows potentially, and then the milk is pasteurized, and then it's the fats are removed, and you've got this, you know, homogenized atherosclerotic plaque producing liquid that is a disease promoting milk. But the original stuff wasn't.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, with any of these things, if the quality is totally different, it's a whole different species. I mean, there's no way that you could taste an Andreas seed oil. I mean, you don't have to know anything. And you take a teaspoon of that flax or something and the taste and the richness and really think that that's going to hurt you? No.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way. You know, I don't care what anybody would say. You know,
yeah.
Poof of me
all
you want.
A lot of times when people are into their facts or whatever,
yeah.
They don't bother to look at case histories as valid information. You know, when you look at case histories with Andreas' products, you know, people have had their ulcerative colitis go away, and Andreas' Crohn's went away, and cancer's gone away, and, you know, because it's like promoting cell wall membrane integrity. People don't realize that are not experts in this subject, just the regular layperson, every single cell of your body has to have omega-3 and omega-6 in the cell wall as part of the mechanism by which the cell absorbs oxygen. You know, and if you're taking oxidized seed oils, you can't get that effect. If you take unoxidized seed oils, you can get the benefit.
And we've just had two tested, right? We tested the black cumin, which is zero.
Right. Black cumin's zero, and then flax is 0.2. But see, you have to realize that flax is the most oxidizable oil that there is.
Okay, so that's going to probably be higher than the rest of them.
Exactly. So it's the litmus test. It's like if that's only 0.2, then the others are that or less.
So that means 0.2%?
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
It's less than 1%. It's very low.
And why is flax oil the more oxidative prone?
Because it's more polyunsaturated. So the carbon chain with the hydrogen atoms surrounding it has three or more openings on the actual chain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it more subject to oxygen getting into those openings.
Mm-hmm.
Than the other ones.
I've talked about
more monounsaturates and stuff.
I've talked about my little story of all this HCl and acid stuff that I did for years, right? And really burned up my stomach. My Ayurvedic doc got me off all that stuff, and it's taken a couple years for it to heal. Mm. And so we knew that there were some ulcerative kind of tissues in my tummy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever had a full blown, no kidding, no fooling around, genuine ulcer. I don't know, because I'm not going to go do a test and see.
Right.
And I just knew that I could feel that there were some tissues, and that's what he said. There's just some tissues that's going to take a while to heal. So I guess about 3 weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, I said, well, you know, I was reading about the benefits of the black cumin seed oil. So I said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a teaspoon like every 2 hours of black cumin seed oil. And I did it for one day, and I could tell that something shifted with my tummy and its sensitivity. So that tells me that there might have been some kind of bacterial thing going on down there. But, boy, I could tell that it really helped. And I wrote you about that, remember?
Yeah, and we spoke about that.
Yeah, really cool.
It's going to help get rid of inflammation as well as kill off the pathogen. So you've got a twofold, you know, healing process going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing is the vitamin A, increasing your vitamin A. And one of the things it helps do is helps you make the glycoproteins of your intestinal tract.
Oh, so it helps to build up the tissues again. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why it's taken me so long to kind of get this tummy regrowing all kinds of things.
Because your biology, your growth factors are much lower at this age than they were when you were much younger.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I don't believe in age, so I'm not going to go there. So.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that one. But, you know, I mentioned to him, I mentioned to my Ayurveda guy about, because he said, just stay away from vinegars, you know, this is not good. And Ayurveda has always been, they've never liked vinegar, right? They've never liked vinegar. I said, well, what about all these people in Europe and they do this vinegar thing with honey and they say it cures everything and they've been doing it every day and all that. And he suggested that, and from an Ayurveda perspective, these vinegars were never really meant to be consumed. And that what they do is they actually cauterize the stomach. And so you feel better, right? But it's a symptomatic thing, and they're cauterizing the tummy. It can cover over problems, and but it's not good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He may be onto something. You know, Ayurveda's never liked really, really hot stuff, garlic, you know. They call them tamasic, T-A-M-A-S-I-C.
Yeah, there's like rajasic,
tamasic, yeah. And these garlic and onions and stuff like that should be used sparingly, and that the body doesn't like all this, really like it. And so, I don't know, I should do better when I keep things cool, you know, more cilantro.
Right.
That's why I love the coriander seed oil, because it's like from cilantro, right?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
And that's, man, that's cool. I really like a lot of that stuff. I can take a bunch of it, and I feel, I don't know.
Yeah.
I could probably drink the whole bottle. Probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, these seed oils are really, really fun. Another thing about the seed oils that I'm experimenting with, Stephen, I'm doing a little experiment with any gray hair that I have. I'm changing it all to the natural color.
Right.
And I'm doing a couple things for that. The number one thing I'm doing, I just had a talk with my body. I said, get over it. You know, I'm done. Just make this stuff come out colored. You can do that. So that's the number one thing I'm doing. And I just keep telling my body, do it. You just do it. So I think that's going to be, Well, it's working. Yeah, it's working.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You can see it's working, because I think that's how epigenetics work. You know, I don't think it's any more difficult than that. I think it's just you just tell your body what you want, and I think that's the way it works. But that's just me.
Cool.
But one thing that I'm doing is that if you look in Ayurvedic hair formulas, I asked my Ayurvedic doc, because I'm gonna work on it on different levels, of course. Why not? Physiological, spiritual, mental, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cool product called, I think it's Hair Care, something like that, from Forever Herbs. And he said, this is really a good formula for hair, better than one I can get from India right now. This comes from India. The second ingredient, you know what it is?
What?
Sesame seed stuff. Black sesame seed. And so I asked Brandon about what he thought, you know, the Chinese medicine guy, what he thought about turning to a natural from a Chinese medicine perspective.
Right.
So he sends me a link to guess what? Black sesame seeds. Yeah. And he's going to be putting out a product of black sesame seeds. It's going to be kind of a paste or something. So I think that this black sesame seed oil, we had Andrea seed oils from you, the people that would like to get some of the gray out, I think they should take this and try it. I would.
In Chinese medicine, the sesame seed is supportive of healing the kidneys. And
kidney is the hair, right? The kidney chi.
Kidney is the hair, yeah. Your kidneys, you're gonna have. If you have a healthy kidney chi, you'll have a full head of hair. And color will be a factor, yeah.
So that's what it is. It's a kidney thing, the sesame seeds.
Yes.
Do you know kidney is also the component for jing for all sexuality stuff too.
Exactly.
Prostate, keeping Mr. Happy and happy, all that stuff.
Yep.
Wow. See, now they're connecting the dots. What else about the kidney or the oil? That's right.
And if you fix the kidneys, you can also regulate your blood pressure better. And so people have, studies show that taking sesame seed oil has significantly lowered blood pressure to normal on test subjects. And then when they get off the sesame seed oil, they go back to having their blood pressure, high blood pressure.
Oh, so kidneys, of course. Yeah, that kidneys is associated with things like edema and blood pressure and circulation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, very cool. Also, from a Chinese medicine perspective, one of their go-to guys for hair color, is Hoshu Wu,
exactly.
Which is also a kidney tonic.
Yep.
Man. How did Andreas come up with these different oils? He was getting some other than earthly information, wasn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, I've never asked him, why did you decide to get these oils and these seeds and do these seeds over others? I don't know.
So what are the ones
I want to get macadamia nut oil in the picture, because that's got palmitic acid, which is people lose body fat really well when they have that in their diet.
So the oils we have now, we have pumpkin seed oil, black sesame seed oil, black cumin seed oil, sunflower oil, which is, oh, man, I love that stuff. I don't know why. Drink that. Sunflower oil. What are some of the other ones, Stephen? Help me
pumpkin,
out. Pumpkin seed.
Flax.
Hemp. Flax.
Hemp, yep.
And then the five seed.
Yeah, five seed.
Have you talked to Andreas lately? How he's doing?
Yeah, we talked. We're going to go do a trade show together in San Diego in August, and it's called the RadFest. It's a radical anti-aging organization. They basically premier top researchers in the field of how to lengthen telomeres and make your body young again. So it's going to be a cool event. Last year was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk now these days about stem cells doing that. Do you know, have you ever messed around with those? Are you going to? Or?
I'm going to.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going
to
do it.
I'm lining up today to do that.
I know you were going to do it, man. If I knew anybody was going to do stem cells, I know you would do that. So what are you going to mess with? What are you going to do?
I'm going to do the embryonic stem cells, which are the most euthanizing that there are. If you just get, like, if you just do adult stem cells from your body, they're called multipotent because they can create a number of different tissues, but not all different tissues in the body.
Uh-huh.
And then there's induced pluripotent stem cells, which is where they take an adult stem cell and chemically alter it so that it becomes a pluripotent stem cell. A pluripotent stem cell can become any cell of the body. and that's equal to being embryonic stem cells. So embryonic stem cells are pluripotent. So therefore, if you get injections of them, they'll go through your bloodstream and go to different parts of the body to regenerate and heal that organ or tissue that's damaged. Like in this case of me, I need it for my adrenals, my thyroid. You know, those two tissues would be resurrected, hopefully, when I do this and correct what's been never corrected for ever since I was 20. So
where's this company? Where are you going to do it? When are you going?
Mexico, in Ensenada, Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out there. I'm flying out there today, and then they're going to pick me up in San Diego and then drive me over the border, and I'm going to spend 10 or 11 days there.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
You're going to get all stem celled up the next 10 days?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do they do? Do they shoot you up every day or what?
Yep, you get it every day. You get a blood test the first day, then they got to see the blood test results the next day, and then the next day you can start your stem cells.
Uh-huh. And so every once a day you get a shot?
Yeah, you get like an IV. It's not intramuscular. It's like in the blood.
I see. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wow, are you pretty excited about it?
I'm very excited. This is the most promising thing to take care of what's been not fixed for all these years, no matter what I've done, whether it's the psychological route, whether it's the prayer route, whether it's the fasting route, whether it's the nutrition route. My adrenals have never been fixed and to be their full potential. And I understand physiologically that kidneys and adrenals don't have, you know, your Dr. Wong you had on years ago said that they don't have any ribosomes. And so one of the mechanisms by which cells repair themselves is this organelle called the ribosome, so that if the cell has the ribosome, then it can make protein and heal the cell readily. If it doesn't have them, then the organ has to rely on the level of growth factors, growth hormone, testosterone, estrogen, and things to repair tissues. It's a much less effective way to fully repair a tissue. So that's why adrenal fatigue can be one of the most difficult things to overcome because of that, the damage that was done from mercury in my case and for other people too. So you can clean up your body, clean up your adrenals and stuff of the mercury and whatever, but then they're not able to repair and rebuild like what they were originally.
Uh-huh.
Except for when you do like stem cells, then you can fix them to what they originally were.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I say about you, Stephen, here, you don't give up about getting your little stuff body the way you want it.
No, I don't.
You know, persistence.
Yep.
You know, Ray Kroc said, you know, the dude that did the Mangabana thing. Persistence was the most important thing that he knew in his life about, you know, about getting done what he needed to get done, you know, to do the whole McDonald's thing, yeah?
Yeah, it's just the whole thing of, like, law of attraction. If you believe your dream or goal can be fulfilled, then and you keep on pursuing it, then it will. By law, it will.
You can't miss.
Exactly.
You can't miss.
Right.
Yeah, you may go down a few black holes and stuff, but who cares? I mean, you know, sometimes we go down little holes, rabbit holes, and come back up and say, well, that was interesting, but okay.
Yeah.
And I like that's what you do with your products. You'll find something, and it really works nice for you, and then all of a sudden you find something else that, wow, this is could even be better, you know?
Yep.
That there always is another step, isn't there?
Yes,
There's always another step.
Until we have frequency devices, I mean, the goal, my goal is to get frequency devices built that you could just sit in and frequencies will, like, you know, make your body younger. You know, when we were first talking on the interview and you were talking about telephone stuff, I wanted to say something that I have a friend that knows, he's a electrical engineer and he can build free energy devices. And one of the things he has an idea for is to build a phone that runs like a walkie-talkie. So whether your, you know, a friend is on the other side of the earth or nearby, this system can literally give you clear connection communication without the use of cell phones, cell towers.
Well.
Yeah. And he says this is, he says he believes this is an extraterrestrial technology that he already has in his mind because he's had contacts from, like, spiritual beings and stuff. So he gets this, probably this information from them. But as soon as he has the money, that's one of the things I want to do is finance him to build some stuff, and that's one of them.
So you really think that he's onto something, huh?
Oh, yeah. This guy, if he had the backing, we would have a transformed world by what he could build.
Really? Why are you so confident in him?
I've read his book, and I've talked to him for years now, and I've heard all his stories, and I know who he knows, and, you know, yeah.
What's his book?
What is the name of the book?
And his name?
Free Energy 101.
What's that?
I think it's called Free Energy 101.
And what's his name?
What's his name? You know what? I can't say right now.
Maybe you can't.
I can't.
Okay.
No.
Oh, so we can't interview him, or we shouldn't interview him, or we can, or...
I'll ask him, but he may decline.
Okay.
But I'll ask him.
Yeah, ask him if he wants to come on. We'd love to talk to people like
yeah.
that. It'd be kind of fun. Wow, wouldn't that be great? So what do you say, what's it going to be using rather than cell phone towers? It's just going to, like a Star Trek thing, is this going to get there?
Yeah, some kind of a Star Trek thing. It's something where, you know, like he believes, like he said, that extraterrestrials use this method of communication where, you know, you don't have this negative cell tower radiation going on at all, and you can communicate to anybody on the planet, and it's, you know, it would end Verizon and all these companies because you wouldn't need them anymore.
Boy, that would blow the lid off of that thing if that thing could work, right?
Big time.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Stephen Huer, Patrick Timpone, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Sorry about our internet connection this morning. It just went cattywampus, and they're working on it. But I'm glad you have the podcast here. Previously with Peter Ragnar, who's a great example of staying young and healthy, we asked him what kinds of things he takes.
Personally, for myself, I look at all of the supplements that help bolster and harmonize my hormones. And, you know, this is both for men and for women. And when you go online, there's so much information about that out there. I heard on one of your advertisements there, Patrick, about the pine pollen. I personally take pine pollen, which I think it's an amazing product, has an amazing effect upon the body.
Peter, it's one of our favorites, too. Pine pollen, any of these are Thrival links. You have the pine pollen pure potency, pine pollen gold, and if you'd like to get it every month, the auto ship is the best price. Also, Stephen Buhner's book, exclusively on pine pollen, is right there on the site, too, Daniel's site, right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, that's something I take every day. I have for years. See how cute I am? See? Oh, you don't have Skype. It's just a great product. I took my squirts of Synergy One this morning. I do Synergy One pine pollen every day. It's probably two most regular, kind of super duper things that I do is Synergy One pine pollen. Synergy One is from Stephen Huer, who's on this morning. Click on the One World Way link there, and then you can just pony up and do that. The pine pollen is from Daniel Vitalis, as well as the colostrum. And, oh, we're back up live again. Well, that's good. Sorry about being off for so long. It was just one of those things. The internet's been really solid here for months and months. And then this morning something happened. But you got it fixed pretty quickly. So we're grateful for that. I don't know how much you all know about colloidal silvers. Well, we found out after getting to know Gary Hanna out of Austin that colloidal silver and colloidal gold and things like this, it's not the molecule size that's colloidal. I used to think colloidal was how big it was, right? Well, most colloidal silvers out there are nano. And nano, if you do the research and really look deeply into it, could be a problem, Houston.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
It could be. We may have gone overboard with this nano stuff. More people are talking about it. Tony Pandolaresco, he's the first one that came to our attention several years ago. And I got to admit, for a while, this I thought he was a bit, you know, just over the top as far as, you know, blah, 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 you know. Because Tony can tend to do that sometimes. But I think he was right, and he is right. More and more people are saying that the nanotechnology is a problem. Gary Hanna believes as well that can get clogged up, and there's a lot of different reasons I won't go into right now. Anyway, he has colloidal silvers, colloidal gold, colloidal selenium, copper, magnesium, and they're in a true monoatomic form, which is totally, totally different from nano, very, very, very small. Can't get clogged up in there. And he has some strength that'll knock your socks off. I mean, you can get 750 parts per million silver, 750 parts per million real silver in a nano form. And you can click on the ad on One Radio Network. And if you'd like to order, you just call the number right there. It's right there on the website, 512-410-4343, and order what you want from Gary. Tell them we sent you. And they're doing some pretty interesting work with nebulizing the gold and the silver and the copper for the kids with autistic, because the gold, well, gold has been used in Ayurvedic medicine and silver for a long, long time. These can be very healing, good for the brain. It's in triple distilled water. The colloidal is 99.99999% pure. It's produced using 20,000 volts. It's the real deal. It's expensive the way he does it, because it's just expensive. But you can get some high dosages. I purchased 6,000 parts per million silver and figured out pretty quickly that I didn't need to get anything that that high. So now I just dilute it. I dilute it about six times and get it down to 1,000. And I nebulized some 1,000 silver yesterday and really enjoyed it. So this is a really cool product. It's the real deal. It is a monoatomic form, not nano, and it's from Nature's Pure Organics on the front page of our website. Give them a call if you want to try some of this stuff.
Know the source. The source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386.
Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. The Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
high Colorado.
He climbed the Cathedral Mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet.
Okay, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. I think we're back on live now. It says we are. Let me click on the play button here, Stephen. See if... where is the play button? Oh, here it is. Let's see if I hear myself. 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. I think we're back on live now.
Yeah,
it says we are.
There you
go. I heard myself, yeah. Isn't that funny? Gosh, it's great. So we're back on live, and we had lost the stream this morning for a lot, so people are going to hear your podcast, but they got all the stuff here. Ah, Stephen here. What am I going to do with you? You're just the craziest dude I know. Man, I tell you, I just tell you what. But you like being crazy, right? Might as well.
It's just there's just unlimited, you know, this universe is designed to manifest whatever you want to manifest.
That's right.
You know?
Just right there. Okay, before we get out of here, let's talk a bit about these foot baths. Now, I can remember first time I did one of these things was, I don't know, I mean, I'm talking 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and it was pretty interesting. I there was this chiropractor who said, you got to try this. It's pretty cool. I put my feet in there, and all of a sudden, the water got kind of weird color and all that, and so I thought, well, this is really interesting, and their claim was that a lot of toxins, as we know, can come out of the bottom of the feet, right? I've soaked some of my feet in castor oil, and boy, I tell you, you can feel something, you know, because I'm a big castor oil fan. But then there's all kinds of reports came out later that said, this dark color is not really yuck stuff. It's just a thing that's going on with the foot bath, and it's a big hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I heard for years.
Yeah.
So what changed for you with foot baths?
Well, I mean, I've always understood that the current, or I should say that the evolution of my understanding is that the current going into the feet is giving you an energy that goes through the whole body, and it actually opens up the cells, pores, so they can dump toxins out, and that even though there's no toxins coming out the feet, as the discoloration of the water is merely a result of metal ions coming off the actual metal array that's creating the current, nonetheless, the cells are dumping toxins into the bloodstream, into the body, into the lymph system, and that they come out in the urine. And, you know, your other guest, I know you've had Dietrich Klinghardt on, who's verified this. They've actually, you know, done the studies and shown that 3 days after a foot bath, that the urine shows the heavy metals and toxins coming out in higher amounts. It takes
really?
That much time.
Really?
Yeah, it takes that much time for the toxins that exit the cells to go through the lymph. The lymph is a very slow system. It doesn't have a pump. So as it's transiting through the lymph, it finally gets to the blood, and then it finally comes from the blood to the kidneys and gets filtered out through the kidneys and the liver. So I started to do a little bit of research for finding a foot bath, and I saw, you know, what was recommended by Klinghardt, and, you know, the price tag on that one was really high.
Really?
And then they wanted you to, and then you only got 20 foot baths per array, and then you had to buy a new array, which
no,
I think
that's
was
not good.
Which I think was like $100 or, I don't know if it was $100 or $200, but it was like, it was a lot. And so every 20 baths, you have to get another one. I decided, well, that's a gimmick that I don't want to participate in.
I don't want to do that.
So
that doesn't sound right.
Yeah. So I had Sam, my one of my staff guys. That
I know Sam. He's great. I talked to Sam. He's great.
He's awesome. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, he's cool. He does a lot of research. He's good.
He is. He's really sharp.
Yeah.
And he found this one brand that's called the Ionic Body Balance for Foot Bath. That the man himself that makes it owns the company. He's the engineer that understands the science. And I tried to get an interview with him last week, and he just didn't, whatever. I didn't get him on. He didn't, whatever. Something came up, and he couldn't be on. But somehow he's made it so that the array, well, it lasts a long time. I mean, you're going to get probably 1 to 2 years out of one array.
What's an array, Stephen?
It's the actual metal apparatus that there's different designs. Sometimes they're just flat circular wafers that are metal plates, and then sometimes it's a different design. Like this is a little rectangular, square-shaped metal object that's got wires hooked up to it that, you know, carries the current from the box into the water.
Okay.
And so it's the transmitter of the current in the water, the array.
And so what is the current to?
Yeah, so the current can vary from foot bath to foot bath, and that's where this guy has some advanced knowledge on how to make the frequencies do more than just transmit an electric current into the body. They're actually transmitting frequencies that help kill pathogens as well. So you're getting a pathogen killing effect, you're getting an energy effect, and I've used other foot baths and I've never had this effect. Now, I may not have used the other foot baths long enough, but in this case, this foot bath, I only used it for 20 minutes in the beginning. I didn't notice much. So I did it a few times over the next few weeks, and then I just set it aside and forgot about it. And then I loaned it to my ex-girlfriend from years ago. She used it, and the next time we talked, she said, "Oh, my God, this is saving my life, Stephen." She has adrenal fatigue and fatigue problems, too, like I do. So she said, "This is giving me the energy to have a fully productive day." She says, "I do it for 40 minutes, and then a light bulb went on in my mind." I says, "Okay, I haven't done it long enough. I've only done it 20 minutes." So she's telling me she's bounding up the stairs now because she's got all this energy. She can work all day. She can do her massage work and just feel great, like she's happy to be alive. And she sent it back to me. She bought her own unit, and she sent it back to me. I used it for 40 minutes, and I had the same effect. I was super lighthearted, super energetic. I could get stuff done. And it's become a significant piece of healing technology that I have in my life now to help detoxify the aluminum from chemtrails, help detoxify the body in general, because that's what it helps do, help give you the energy you need for a fully functioning day. Great, great technology. And this is the most affordable of all the ones on the market. The one that I originally was introduced to was $1,700.
Well,
this one's only like $499.
$499.
I mean, super affordable, super solid state, lasts longer than anybody else's, does more than anybody else's that I know of. Really good device.
How long does it last?
Well, as far as the mechanical box that generates the current and stuff, I don't know how long that, it's going to be 10 years. I suspect it's probably going to be 10 to 20 years.
But the array.
The array is going to last you probably 1 to 2 years. I've yet to use it, but you keep it clean. It's going to oxidize and some rust is going to form on it, so you have to, use some kind of solvent, clear or Tarnex or whatever, to keep it clean. And then I think it'll last, it could last 2 years at least.
They don't tell you exactly what the life.
He does, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Well, where is it on your site? I'm looking. I can't find it.
On the site, if you go to the green bar, there's like a.
Oh, I see.
On the top right.
I see it there.
Ionizer foot bath.
Yeah, I see. So do you got a lot of information on the website? Ooh, yeah. I'll read up on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's another thing that this does. It stimulates the lymph system, which is, again, the slowest moving. Most vessels in our body are the lymph system. It's the transporter of toxins from the cells to the bloodstream. Very slow moving system. Anything that moves it, speeds it up is a benefit to you, and this definitely does that.
Mm-hmm. And Dietrich Klinghardt, you said that he tested some urine 3 days after?
Yeah, they did studies on some people, probably just clients, I don't know, and they said that they let them have a foot bath one day, and then they measure what's coming out of their urine, and on the third day was the day when the heavy metals and toxins showed up high in their urine.
I'll be darned, that's pretty
yeah.
cool. I didn't realize it would take 3 days, but, I guess, why not?
Yep, toxins can exit slowly.
Mm-hmm. The stream was a disc erratic when you were talking about the coconut oil fast. Can coconut milk, writes an emailer, be added during such fast and or other coconut parts or products?
Coconut water was what the fast was, so
right.
It's not, coconut milk is going to be maybe
different.
Getting the cream out of the meat and then diluting it, and then that's more of a milk.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that, and it's going to be more dense in the fats and the oils and things. But make it yourself. Don't go buying this pasteurized coconut water in the stores or pasteurized coconut milk in the stores and think you're going to get these effects. We're talking about fresh, alive coconut water that you get yourself with a, cut out with your cleaver or whatever.
Yeah. Steve will be on for a few more minutes here. If the stream was down and if you'd like to ask a question, come on in, 888-663-6386, or just kind of do a quick little email and we'll kick around some ideas. So when you do the foot bath with the one that you have, does it make the water turn different colors?
Oh, yeah. It's still the metal ions come off into the water, so it still turns that rusty color.
And what is that? What's the color from? It's not necessarily from toxins.
No, it's not from toxins at all. It's just from the array. It's just metal coming off of the array.
Okay. So that's why maybe the people at the beginning using these things, they got kind of in a jam because they told people, oh, I get it now. Okay. They told people this is the toxins coming out. So people got all excited. And then they figured out that, well, no, it's from the metal array.
Yeah. It became more of a religion, of a belief system with no actual facts to it. And then the people, like I've sat in conferences where the doctors say they actually tested the water before and after in the foot bath, and there was like no toxins that they could read, and there was just metal. And one guy said that there was just a small amount of toxins that he did. There was like two guys that did this, two doctors, and one of them said there was nothing. The other one said he found trace amounts of toxins in the water. So you might get, if you've got some kind of soap residue or cologne residue on your skin or feet at all, then that's going to go into the water, and maybe a little bit of toxins might come out that are right in the surface. Yeah.
Sure. Let's take this call. Let's go to the telephone. Good morning. Who's this? Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Patrick. This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. You're on the air with Stephen. Nice to talk to you.
Yes. I can hardly hear you, though.
Yeah. Are you on a cell phone?
Yep. I am.
I know. You cell phone kids just never get it. But go ahead.
No.
It's not going to get better, Julie. The more you talk on it, it doesn't get better. Let me just... I'm just kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. Go ahead.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm glad I was able to just hear the last few minutes of the show. But I have been diligently searching for someone who could help with... restoring my nervous system. I had Lyme, got rid of the Lyme, but the Lyme did a lot of damage to the nervous system. So here's what happens. I'm very sensitive to a lot of clothing material, and I'm highly sensitive when the wind comes in. My skin feels like it's being cut up by razor blades underneath the skin, and then it starts to itch.
Wow.
And I have been doing everything, trying to heal my nervous system. Might you have any suggestions?
Hi, Julie. Well, yeah, the product Synergy One has helped people to accelerate the healing process of the nervous system. We've had even like Alzheimer's partially reversed in a man. So that would be... Number one is Synergy One. Number two, of course, would be this product I introduced to Patrick on this show, is the Rosita cod liver oil, because it's going to have the fats that are critical for your brain health. I'd also recommend some egg yolks, because you need the egg yolks for lecithin, for myelinization of your nerves.
Okay.
And then perhaps some B vitamins, just because B12 is so important in what's called phosphorylation, which the deposition of phospholipids in the myelin sheath needs B12 to happen. So you could get a B-complex with high amounts of B12 or get a B12 folic acid type supplement, so you could support that as well. And those four things would get you going in the right direction.
Lots of eggs, Stephen?
Yeah, the eggs keep the yolk runny or soft. And then, these are pastured eggs, so they have a very high yellow-orange color, which is the vitamin A content. But there's also the naturally occurring lecithin and phospholipids that are a very important food for healing the myelin and healing the nerves.
Okay. And then say I do this for a couple of months or so, then would I contact you for a further like consult, Stephen?
Yeah, Julie, with a consult, basically I have you fill out an evaluation form, which gives me a whole health history so I can address more than just, a brief little conversation. I also do a remote scan on you with this device that's been very accurate in scanning people for more detailed information that gives me information on everything from vertebra to chakras to mental, emotional, as well as physical issues. That's a more thorough way to go if you want to approach.
But you think if she would wanted to just experiment with these four things, for a couple months and see how she does. If she feels better, just check.
Yeah.
Out. Yeah. It's worth a try, Julie. It's not very expensive, these things.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. And I have been looking for someone to help me because everything I've done just doesn't seem to be helping. And I'm at about my wit's end because it affects my sleep. I think it's affecting the taste in my mouth.
I bet so, sure. Yeah.
It's just crazy. But,
Julie, if you're not sleeping through the night, then there's a portion of the show in the beginning where I spoke about some products that helped me to sleep again. One of them is Synergy One, but if after using Synergy One your sleep is still restless or not complete, then consider using the other supplements that I mentioned.
And we're going to have the podcast available probably within an hour, and you can listen to it.
Okay, super. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie.
Have a great afternoon.
Let us know
right.
if we can help.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Jasmine writes in, how about, she's writing about children's nutrition, Stephen. She said, should we supplement with these different fish oils, or can we just use coconut oil and expect the same results? Is there a trusted formula for kids' brain health we can buy somewhere? Thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah, no. If it was my child, I would be giving my child the Rosita cod liver oil because I want my child to have the opportunity to develop the brain completely, the most fully, and the DHA is going to do that. The DHA should be in the diet of a developing child. All cultures in the past used cod liver oil to ensure, you know, preventing rickets and just keeping the kid's brain and body developing really well. And you can't get that from coconut oil. Coconut oil doesn't have DHA, EPA. It's just, you know, short and medium chain triglyceride fats, which is a fuel but not a building block for brain tissue. And as far as other supplements you could use besides cod liver oil to help with child development, I mean, there is DHA derived from algae. You know, if you're a purist and you want to not, you know, use animal products or whatever, you could use that, but it still wouldn't be as good because you're not going to be getting the vitamin A, the vitamin D, the K2, the EPA, and it's the combination of all those things in the cod liver oil that result in good bone development, good jawbone development, good dental development, as well as nervous system and brain development that you can't get from a DHA supplement and or coconut oil.
And tell this lady why you believe that this Rosita that you carry on your website, and you can get on through One Radio Network, is totally different from all the cod liver oils out there.
Because all the cod liver oils on the market are processed in a manner where they heat them or molecularly distill them, which oxidizes, it breaks apart the fat so that it becomes the free fatty acids that are no longer attached to glycerol. And then that's the measurement. That's actually the measurement. The number of free fatty acids is the measurement of oxidation. So these oils are highly oxidized. They've lost a lot of their vitamin content, so they have to add back artificial amounts of vitamin A, vitamin D that are synthetic. And then you've got the Rosita brand, which is the only one on the market where they're not using, like when they cut the liver, cut open the cod, they use ceramic knives, which is what the Norse people used to use, was bones and stones as knives to cut their fish, meaning there's no metallic oxidation interaction. So they're never exposing the fish to metal. Oil is processed.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
These people are really going through that. Using ceramic knives, other than metal.
Yeah, I mean, some of these people where they'll soak livers for a while and then there's all that gall and stuff, that's just going to cause massive oxidation and rancidification because of the exposure to the gall and even to brine. And so these guys, there's no brine exposure, there's no, even the place where they process the oils, the lights are dim so they can prevent and reduce oxidation. So there's about 5 or 6 factors that cause oxidation, and they've taken them all into consideration.
Wow.
So then there's no heat. There's literally never any heat. And whatever their process is, it's completely proprietary to them, but it's something that's the Norwegian people have done in the past. It's not new, and these guys have just resurrected it where there's the lowest levels of oxidation, so you get the full benefit of an oil that can truly help with every part of your health, whether it's your immune system, your vision, the glaucoma thing, the brain health, bone development, maintaining bone density. Good, it does a bunch of stuff. It's just invaluable.
That's pretty impressive. How did you find this stuff?
It's out there on the market. I mean, I I don't remember exactly where I learned about it, but yeah. Uh-huh.
And so they would look under. So I'm at your website. You can click on the One World Way ad on One Radio Network, and you would just go to maybe products by alphabetization.
They can
and,
do that way, or they can do the search bar and type in Rosita.
Oh, where's the search bar? I was looking for that. Where is
search
that?
Search products, and there's a little magnifying glass on the right-hand side of the screen.
Search, really? Oh, search,
There's a couple pages on the website.
Oh, I see.
That search bar isn't there. You have to click on
it. I see. Search entire store. Search. Oh, you click that little search button. I don't see that.
In the search box, you see the box itself where there's like a green search box?
Yeah, and then I see the magnifying glass.
And then there's a, like an empty box to the left of the green search box.
Okay. Oh, right there.
Right in there. You just type in Rosita.
I just do it right now. So I hit search, Rosita. Extra virgin Norwegian cod liver oil, 150 milligrams by Rosita. Wow. I want some of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. How long have you been carrying this?
Only a month, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so they nitrogen flush this puppy, so no oxidation.
Right. It sits in the bottle. No oxidation is occurring because it's nitrogen flush.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and the other thing, remember about the blue ice, is that
yeah.
the guy, he uses a pollock, Alaskan pollock, which is not the Gadus morhua codfish that's actually true cod. So there's a difference there, too.
Yeah, so you're getting vitamin D3, omega-3, DHA, 605 milligrams. I'm glad you put the supplemental facts on there. People like that. The EPA 443, this is for a teaspoon. Wow, looks pretty good. And
yeah.
it tastes okay. It doesn't taste real gooey.
Oh yeah, it's super nice, Patrick. It's
yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's super mellow. It's like it's totally clean oil. It feels great. I don't burp it up at all. It's great. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been taking it?
Just a month.
Just a month. Are you able to leap tall buildings in a single bound and all that?
No, but when I do the foot bath, that definitely gives me a little. I haven't ran in a while, and I actually ran a little bit to. Just help a friend out. I was getting some vegetables for my garden, and I ran from the house to the garden to pick everything up.
Here's an email. I have back pain near the kidneys, only when sleeping on back, and when I take a deep breath is very painful. For an turn on my side, there's no pain. Do you have any ideas what that could be? It's curious.
Could be vertebrae pinching nerves, could be kidney.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
Probably should see a chiropractor and or a holistic doc just to, you know, and or if I had a consultation with him and he filled out the form, I'd have more information to know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you saw a real good structure person, they could probably figure out what's going on there. Could be anything, right? So we had a great show this morning. We talked about stem cell therapy, coconut water fasting, this new cod liver oil that you might want to check out after hearing all the negative things about cod liver oil. Oh, boy. The internet's full of them now, boy. Whew. Boy, when it catches on, you know? It's like, whoa. Ionic foot bath. And we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about
hemp paste.
The
hemp paste.
The what?
Sleeping again using hemp paste.
Hemp paste, right? The black cumin seed oil, if you got some perhaps ulcerative thing. I mean, you could just Google black seed oils and just start reading about black cumin seed and black sesame oil, and it's powerful. I mean, some of the stuff going on with this, and think about it, with Andreas, you're getting an oil that's totally no oxidation or very, very little. It's amazing the work he's doing with these oils. It's just, boy, I mean,
yeah,
it's
his passion, it's his love.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're going to do some kind of seed oils, just don't go out there and buy black cumin seed oil on the interweb that Al Gore invented, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Don't do that. Just get some really good stuff, and it's in a Myron glass. And I'm collecting all my Myron glasses. I don't know what I'm going to do with them all.
Oh, you're collecting and saving them?
Oh, yeah, man.
I know they're great for storing stuff in, but you would have to use something really powerful to clean up the this, because the oils become like varnish when they dry out, and they're inside the... They're hard to get out.
Yeah, I've got a enzyme kind of cleaner that's really cool. It's called something like green mint or something we have in our store. It's the most amazing cleaner I've ever used, ever.
Just, have you used it yet to get them clean or not?
Well, yeah. I mean, I put it in there and I put some warm water and I just let them sit there and they don't smell anything. I guess they're clean, aren't they?
Well, you can stick your finger in, if your finger's small enough, and rub on the inside and see if there's any sliminess or
something. Oh, I see. Yeah, so you really got to clean those out. But they're great. I mean, you could just transfer stuff. I put my cod liver, not my cod liver, I put my castor oil in there that I get from Iodine Source, this organic castor oil.
If you buy a bunch of olive oil, you could store them in there too.
You could put them, yeah. The Myron glass is pretty snappy. So I'll let you know on the whole thing. So what else do we talk? Oh, we also talk about the benefits of sesame seed oil to help your hair. It's one of the main Ayurvedic nutrients for darker hair, longer hair, better hair, more hair is black sesame seeds.
And it's doing that because of its ability to help kidney health.
Kidney health.
Kidney health controls hair how full your head hair is, and then also helps control your blood pressure. So they've corrected blood pressure problems and get on sesame soil. Mm-hmm. Sesame oil.
Oh, there's another thing I'm doing for turning my gray hairs around. You should check out nail flicking. I don't know what they go on YouTube and it's kind of nail flicking, and this is a yogic thing. And what you do is you strike your nails. Well, you can see how they do it. I'll send you a couple of videos.
Okay.
And so I'm doing that too. It's an Indian thing where they.
You know, the other thing is that I've had numerous people reverse gray hair on minerals, you know, colloidal minerals or mineral magic, and then also Synergy One. Those two things have been consistent for people.
Oh, and there's a connection with the copper.
Yes.
Isn't there?
Yes, copper is a mineral involved in helping you to create your melanin.
Melanin. Is it a shortage of copper?
Yes, sometimes it is. I mean, sometimes it's just basically, there's too much oxidative stress in the body, so the melanin is becoming oxidized melanin. So then it turns your hair, the oxidized melanin basically oxidizes the hair follicle and turns it gray. But if you can, sometimes people's gray hair goes away if they just really raise their antioxidant levels, like superoxide dismutase, glutathione, catalase. If they raise them back to a more youthful level, sometimes that reverses gray hair. Sometimes it's because there's a deficiency of copper. And just taking copper or taking a supplement with copper, mineral supplement with copper in it, can reverse it.
Now, I started seeing some gray by my temples at 40 revolutions around the sun, very young. And so I've had not blood tests, but hair analysis even over the years. And I always showed my copper was like super, super, super high.
Right.
So that could have been.
Were you ever swimming in a pool or, you know, drinking water from copper pipes? Because those are inorganic coppers that can make your hair show high copper, but it's not bioavailable to your body.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I have copper pipes, and I have rainwater, which is a very aggressive water, right?
Yeah.
Which pulls. So that could have been the reason I had these high copper levels, but not necessarily getting the copper that I need.
Yeah.
Correct?
It's inorganic, so it can't chelate. It's not chelated to carry it into the cell.
But it's showing up in the hair.
Right. The body's trying to get rid of it through just excreting it through the hair.
Oh, so the inorganic stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now, though, I'm distilling it, so it should be all gone. The copper.
Yeah, I mean, if it's been long enough, yeah, it should be gone.
Yeah, I'll be doing. So, yeah, I need to do another hair analysis after distilling water for a few years and just see if my copper levels are really high. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Okay, I look forward to finding out.
I think so. I'll do that. Well, Stephen, it's always fun talking to you. So I wanted to tell you this quick story about hair stem cells. We had a doc on the other day, a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. He was a real conventional doctor, very conventional. I mean, you know, hardcore contemporary surgeon. He was also a dentist, and he did mostly work with the jaw. Very nice man. But he wrote a book about all of these. Not all, but many, many of these pharmaceutical medicines that he was taught to use, that he said, no, these are dangerous. You know, good for him. You know,
yeah.
So he came out came out of the closet and said, these are really dangerous. Don't take these things. So we had him on the air, and he's really a nice man. And I was asking about his work, and what he did was he rebuilt jaws a lot with surgery with people that had these tumors, you know, in their jaws and crazy stuff going on. You can imagine out there in the world what, you know, what people are creating through lifestyle. But he was telling me that they've been, they're just very excited, and they've seen for themselves where they're taking stem cells from the person, just right, their own stem cells. Mm-hmm. They play around with them. They dink around with them. They squirt them into their jaw, and their jaw grows back.
Yeah.
Their jaw grows back, and they don't even have to put a metal plate in there like they used to do. They're very excited. This is at a conventional hospital, too. This is like,
that is awesome.
I know.
I think they're taking the stem cells out of the blood, and then they're culturing them. I think they multiply them, and then they reinsert them. At least I think that's what they're
Something
doing.
Like that.
Yeah.
Their
and
own
they can
stem cells.
The joints, too, and grow back the cartilage and stuff.
Wow, man. Wow.
I know.
So I'm curious why you chose to go into a thing of more embryonic, right? Isn't there other stem cells things that are using your own? I guess your research showed that it's even better to do.
I've researched this, and it's like they charge more. The guys, there were $20,000 for the doing your own.
$20,000.
Yeah, and the guys doing embryonic is $15,000. And then the other thing is that when they're the adult stem cells, when they're your stem cells, they're the same biological age as whatever your body is. And the embryonic is they have a much longer telomere, so they're much younger, so they're going to theoretically do more to regenerate your body.
Hmm. Well, evidently, though, this, you know, with this guy's experience with the jaw, there's some magic things going on with their own stem cells, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to heal up. I'm just saying it's the same biological age as your whatever your body is. And I just, from all that I've learned, the embryonic does more to regenerate your body to a younger state.
That's what your research is showing.
Yeah.
Well, have fun. Don't drink the water.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do there. I guess I'll figure out.
Oh, you get bottle. Get Fiji water. Just get some Fiji water. You'll be fine.
Right.
Have fun. What are you going to eat? I guess you'll find some good food down there.
I hope. I don't know what they've got down there. I'll figure it out. I brought a little bit with me, so I always bring a cooler when I travel, so the cooler's got some food in it.
And they let you through. They let you through the.
Yeah, they always do. Sometimes they open it up, inspect it. Sometimes they don't.
Uh-huh. And what city are you going to?
San Diego. And Ensenada.
Ensenada. You go across the border.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you need a passport to go across the border in Mexico, or just driver's license?
Just driver's license.
Really, that's cool. Well, have fun. Happy stem cells, and we'll talk to you next month. And after you get back, let me know.
I will.
Give me a call. All right, brother. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, brother.
Okay. Stephen Huer, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Sorry about the interruption on our internet. We've been really solid for months and just had one of those Monday things. But this entire podcast will be available, I suspect, pretty soon here, probably by noon our time. And get it up there, and you can listen to the whole show. It was a good show with Stephen Huer. See you tomorrow with Dr. Jennifer Daniels. I love all of you. Thanks for Lynn for taking notes. And we'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock Central Time.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.